Welcome to another Monday Coffee. We took the last month off, and I know you've all been clamoring for more Monday Coffee, and so here it is, your first Monday Coffee in October. I want to talk about something I've been dwelling on lately and thought of way back from my childhood that I thought is actually a good story and reminder for us today. And that's the book, The Monster at the End of This Book, starring lovable furry old Grover. Maybe you've read it. Maybe you've had your parents read it to you. Maybe you've read it to somebody else. But this book from Sesame Street is all about Grover being scared about the monster at the end of this book. He doesn't know what this monster is like, and so he's trying to keep you from turning the pages. He's pleading with you to stop turning the page to get to the end of the book. Now, we'll get back to that in a second. But we've been going through what's called the Path of the Beloved. And this past Sunday, we talked about Passover, the event that helped the Israelites be freed from slavery in Egypt. And so the Israelites were facing an uncertain future. There was trust that God was going to free them, but they didn't know what was coming next. They didn't know how they were going to be free. They didn't know exactly what that would look like. Everything was in jeopardy. Everything was up in the air. Nothing felt like it was quite the same. Everything felt kind of just wobbly and not concrete. Does that sound familiar? Maybe the feeling of not being able to plan ahead because we don't know what is exactly ahead. Does that sound familiar? We are in a time where we can relate to the Israelites because in this season, we don't know what's next. With all the things that have happened, even in just the last week, we feel like 2020 just keeps hitting us and hitting us and hitting us. And so the future seems kind of grim. It feels like maybe there's possibly a monster at the end of this book. But as we've seen, the Israelites were the beloved of God. God took care of them, and God freed them from slavery. So at the end of this book, Grover realizes that the monster is him. That it was only him all along, and that there was nothing to be afraid of. So when I think of the Israelites, when I think of us, we often get fearful of change. We get fearful of the unknown. We get fearful of the things that we don't quite understand. We see this played out in our families, our schools, communities, politics, culture in general. If we think back across human history, there's many things we're fearful of that end up changing, and now it's normalized. If we think about with our brothers and sisters who are African American, when slaves were freed, they still weren't totally free, right? There was segregation. And we are fearful of desegregation. We are fearful of that at that time, and now it is normal, but we're still now fighting for the next step to equality, and some of us are still fearful of that because we feel like we've already got there and we don't quite understand what people are talking about when they say there isn't racial equality. Other things in our life act the same way. Politics live in this. That we should be fearful of the other party because what they're going to do is going to erase everything the other party has worked for. Or that they want a future that is not correct for the country. And so we use these fear tactics. We say there's a monster at the end of this book when we talk about the other. The Israelites, when they were freed from Egypt, when they were wandering the desert in the wilderness, that they were actually free now, they started to not like their freedom because it was too free. They wanted the comforts of slavery, that they got a meal every day, that they knew what was coming. They didn't like this wandering around not knowing what was going to happen. And so as we know from the story of the Old Testament, the Israelites started to make their own monsters. The golden calf, how they attacked other cities and tribes. All along, the monster at the end of the book was us. And we like to scapegoat and we like to put this on other people. we say that it's their fault, but actually all along it was us. And so if we rediscover every day that we are the beloved of God, and that our job in this world is to bring heaven to earth now by loving our neighbor as ourselves, by loving God, then everything else can fall and drift away. That doesn't mean we're not going to be fearful sometimes. There's times when fear is a good emotion to feel. But when it's of the unknown and of the other, we got to check ourselves. Because more than likely, it's not them, but it's us. Have a great week.